Hi everyone, Lucy Kippist here. I'm the editor of Flying Solo and the host of this podcast where we peek inside the everyday lives of our inspiring small business community. This week's episode is brought to you in partnership with our friends at Xero. Whether you lead a small team or are going it alone, Xero is an online accounting software designed to help you do business beautifully and simply. We know that managing cash flow can be a common challenge for our small business community. In fact, recent research from Xero found that 27% of Australian small business owners named cash flow as their top concern during the pandemic. Today's guest is Melbourne-based solo business owner Misty Walsh. She's the founder of Misty Salted Caramel. Welcome to the Flying Solo podcast, Misty.
Thanks, Lucy. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about how you've been managing your cash flow in your small business, but it'd be great to have a little bit of a summary about your business and how it came to be.
No worries. I make salted caramel sauce. So I started this about 7 years ago, just as a side hustle. And over the years have added to my flavour range. So I still only make salted caramel, but in about 8 different flavours. And then about 3.5 years ago, I was able to quit my job and make it my full-time gig. So it just came about from making it for friends and family. And it was my mum that said, "This is really good. You could probably sell this." So it's evolved. It's been, probably a slow journey, as I never expected it to be a full-time job, but it's turned out that way and it's fantastic.
That's fantastic. And what you've described there is a journey that most of us would wish for, really, starting something as a side hustle and then it becoming something that you can do full-time. What do you think what would you say is your favourite part about being able to run your own business?
Probably the flexibility. You have to work so hard, but you work in the hours that you want to work and you sort of let it fit into your lifestyle. And sometimes that means you have to work really hard when other people aren't, but then you can manage it a bit. So and also just how rewarding it is starting something yourself and watching it grow. And probably not often enough do we pat ourselves on the back and say, that's kind of cool that it's worked out. So I try and do that, try and recognise that when I can.
That's an excellent, excellent thing to do. So obviously last year was, nobody expected it, and it brought some serious challenges to our small business community. What systems did you need to implement as things were changing there, given that also you're in Victoria, to help you manage the pandemic?
Yeah, it was pretty scary to begin with. Initially, I saw things drop off a bit and I still did a lot of markets around the country and thought that was a huge part of my revenue. And obviously, they were all cancelled and that was pretty scary. So I had to shift my focus to my stockers, which was also difficult because many of them being gift stores also had to close, but they also pivoted and went online. So I was really lucky in that my stockers base increased quite substantially. And yeah, I was sort of able to get through the year regardless of the market income based on online sales and sales from my stockers.
Okay, great. And what would you say what impact has, you're obviously a Xero customer, what impact would you say that Xero's had on how you manage your cash flow?
Well, not having the markets, I was probably doing one every month, like a bigger sort of design 3-day market every month from May through to the end of the year. Not having that income and cash flow was a bit scary, but Xero is great because their dashboard allows you to see when you invoice someone, what income's coming in over the next 7 days or 2 weeks or whatever it might be. It shows you how you've performed in the last month, you know, your outgoings and your money coming in, and just provides that ability to plan a bit so you know what's coming in and what you can spend over the next month or so and just manage your cash flow that way. Previously, before I had Xero, I mean, when you start, everything's pretty basic and it has to be because you don't have that huge cash flow. So you have to be really, really mindful on what you're spending. But I just had no way of tracking it. No way of tracking what money was coming in. And so Xero is fantastic for that.
So that's a huge advantage, I imagine, because, you know, as you've mentioned there, running a small business is no easy feat, but running a small business before you've actually hit that comfortable level of income where you can anticipate, where I imagine you are now, you can sort of anticipate what you're going to earn. Before that, having no sort of system to help you organize that would just feel like another thing to have to manage.
It's amazing looking back. I'm lucky I'm in a position now that I don't have to stress too much about it, but that's been a long time coming. You can't expect that to be like that from day one. And I quit my job at the worst possible time, just so naive, but I made my way through. And by improving your cash flow, you can become a lot more efficient. So you can buy, you know, increase supplies, you can get better prices for things. It's more time consuming, but that takes time to get there. Like you can't expect it to be an instant success and have that comfort straight away.
That's really excellent advice. Our listeners are small business owners, just like you, in various stages of business development. But I'm just wondering, we've talked there a bit about the importance of being patient and understanding that a business takes time to grow and therefore systems to support you in the best way take time to grow. But I'm wondering what other advice you might give small business owners in a similar stage to yourself in terms of being able to manage their cash flow.
Well, I think you have to do a lot yourself. So outsourcing is quite a luxury that comes later on. But in the beginning, to save costs, you have to do a lot yourself. And so it is hard work in the beginning. I'm not saying it's easy now, but yeah, you have to do your accounting. I mean, I used to handwrite every single jar. I used to handwrite the labels, whereas now I have it printed. So I think you have to recognize that you've got to put the time in and the hard work in the beginning, because it's just not viable to be outsourcing. But if you stick at it, that'll come, and you can become a bit more efficient and realize where your strengths are and, you know, what it's better to outsource and get someone else to do so that you can focus on making your product.
Yeah, because I'm sure that when you start out, the things that you think at that point you're going to need help with and that would be perfect to have help with change quite rapidly as you become more successful. I'm sure that there's elements of a business where you're like, oh, I wasn't anticipating that to be a problem, or my money's better spent getting help with that element of the business as opposed to the things that you assume from the beginning that you're going to need help with.
Absolutely. And I think in the beginning, you're scared to spend that money. And then once you're able to do that, you think, gosh, that is so much more efficient. That person is much better at doing that than I am. But it takes time to get there, and it's evolving. You just never know. Like, no one really knows what they're doing at any point, really. I think we all suffer from a bit of imposter syndrome, but you work through it and different problems pop up and you get your way through, and then it becomes, you know, something that you feel confident in.
The last question I had for you, Misty, was in terms of last year and the experience of it. We've talked a lot about that here at Flying Solo in terms of, you know, the impact that those changes had on our day-to-day business life then. But in terms of taking a broader view, what do you think your experience of last year has taught you or brought to the way that you're planning to do business now over the long term?
Well, I was just so glad that I used Australian suppliers and Australian ingredients. I had no delays in getting jars or no delays with suppliers. You know, it's a bit tempting to look overseas to get things a bit cheaper, but what last year taught me is there's so much value in using Australian suppliers. And yes, it does cost a little bit more, and but I think consumers are changing and people are looking at labels. They want to support Australian businesses. They want to buy products that are made here using Australian ingredients, and they're willing to pay for that. And if I've learned anything from last year, it's just to keep doing that, support other local businesses where I can. And yeah, I think there has been a shift in consumers.
Absolutely. And, you know, such a good point, and one that we need to talk about more, essentially, I think, as we're moving forward out of COVID, is the importance of our own, as you say, our own suppliers, our own product.
And our own industries. You know, let's not see what happened to car manufacturing. Like, that just completely died here in Australia. Like, we don't want to lose industries here. Let's try and keep as much as we can here and support those small businesses.
Very wise words there. So, Misty, tell us where we can go and find out more about this delicious caramel that you make, and where we can buy it from.
Yeah, well, you can purchase through my website. So that's www.mistiessaltedcaramel.com.au. It's also got a full list of all my stockists around Australia on there. So if you don't want to buy online, then you can buy it from one of your local stores. And you can follow us on Instagram. It's just at Misty Salted Caramel.
Brilliant. And all the best for the rest of this year.
Thanks so much, Lucy.